Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Thank you. It's such a great honor for us to come into your presence. You have the words of life, and your people have gathered unto you this morning. We pray, Lord, that they will not be disappointed. We pray that they will be fed. We pray that they will be enlightened. We pray that they will be encouraged. We pray that they will be corrected. We pray that they will be empowered. We pray that they will be transformed. We pray that they will be set in the track that you have designed for them. And as you do this, Lord, we vow to give you all the glory and all the praise. Let your word be a blessing unto us, because we have asked in the name of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Genesis 37 verse 1 to 4. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of
Canaan.
These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives.
Na Joseph, Oshe enyai wabra onini papa ni numu emasu eshe.
And Joseph brought unto his father their evil reports.
Na Joseph odenyoma bonya no amu yahun sembetre neja.
Now Israel, or Jacob, loved Joseph more than any of his sons, because he was a son of his old age.
Na Jacob odonibano.
And he made him a coat or a robe of many colors. May the Lord add his blessing to the explanation of his word. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. This morning I'm speaking to you and entitled Colors of Love. Colors of Love. Verse 4 says that Jacob loved Joseph, and he made him a coat of many colors. So the colors that Joseph was wearing was a reflection of the love that Jacob had for him. The first type of color that I want to mention is white. White love. This is love that is pure in nature and in expression. Now the Bible doesn't tell us the code of many colors, the specific colors, but we can take all the colors, since the colors were many, and then as far as the time will permit us, we will address them. White love is the God kind of love. And this love has already been shed abroad on the heart of everyone who received Jesus as Lord and personal Savior. The Apostle Paul talked a lot about this kind of love. Particularly in a succinct manner, you see it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He talked about love being kind. He talked about love not being envious. He talked about love being patient. He talked about love having self-control. He talked about love that is able to suffer for long. So this is pure love. This is white love.
Where your odo stroke, where your odo fita.
This love is not just pure in nature, it is also pure in expression.
And yes, this is fufu nemom ekwaya yedane dinisu eye fufu.
So sometimes when couples or children or parents complain, I don't love this child because he offends me, we encourage them to switch to white love, which is the purest form that God has given every one of us.
Na se bia ekuna na yiri bia na se maami bia na papa bia na bofre bi ka se sa bofre me no ne san se na so on de wonti masema ntempa e ne me kasa se on dani nani na on hye odo na ye fufu no on hye sa odo no.
Let us look at Romans 5 and verse 5.
Roma fo roma tin ntiche munum.
Because many people say this kind of love there, I don't have it.
Na binum ti me ka se so fo sa odo fufu e de mi ni bi.
And when they say that they are relying on their emotions,
now so omo kasa na omo kati bi na omo shoso dia kasa,
they are not relying on the word of God.
Omo ndira wanyame asam so en kasa.
If your marriage or your Christian life is going to do well, you need to work a lot in white love.
Na so wo Christa babo na so wa wori ebeko yi a ene na wo so won nante wo sa odofufo yi a ye ka ho asem.
So let us see if we have it.
Because
God will not require us to do something that we cannot do, will not demand from us something that we are incapable of presenting. Your marriage will do well if you don't major in white love. Because definitely your spouse will offend you one day. And you may not feel like showing her love if you like. Because if the emotions are offended, it is you. So at that stage in your marital life or in your Christian life, you change the gear to white love.
One
day I had to go somewhere with a certain manager of an organization. And the road to where we had to go was very bad, terribly bad. I told him I could not go in my car, we have to use his car. Because his car was built with a gear that is able to handle rough road.
So
sometimes your marital vehicle cannot go through things marriage because the potholes there, the offenses there, the misunderstandings, they are so huge. And let's say not just potholes but manholes and gullies in the middle of the marital highway, so terrible that you need a four-wheel drive with the extra gear so that in spite of the roughness of the road, you can you negotiate your way to where you have to be. So change your marital vehicle and go for a four-wheel drive.
Yes.
And I'm showing you that God has given all of us the four-wheel drive for our marriage. Are you here with me?
Yes.
And for your Christian life, if a Christian offends you, you don't offend him back. You never do that, but you switch to the four-wheel Christian life driving mechanism that God has given us. And it is in Romans 5:5. That's the name of the gear and that's the name of the vehicle.
Hallelujah. So for kasa awaye kwento na ye tuna ya aya kwento a eyehu na kwen na wona msu na betumi aba se emuetutu ama a trapoto ama trapit ho akodani ma ho wanweya mani ho emu wayire esa se eyaudie ni atete ni obre na tutu awaye kwan no so ama se wonim na wode kia break ako fosua ka ne beka esa se manho no kia pai no kwa ebe yira no anhwa ka ni nyina akowrem ani ti ose wa waria wa waria na wu kristo ababa wutu no se wo yesa kwa na wutu na yaudie na tutu kwa ni bebre a ose jaman fa kia pride ko hwehwe pajaro anase navara na wunya no wamia for who drive no so. Hallelujah. Wusi sa kwa nisha. Pot wolo. Ma wolo. Ma mi potit wolo. Wuni obye nyase. Masa sa wanyami. Ama wamia for who drive no so. Wuni wanyami. Enu vum. Maho vum. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I say, sa for who drives me, I will run my phone with my team.
Let us read. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. By the Holy Spirit is given unto us. So no more excuse for eye for eye, tooth for a tooth in relationship and in marriages.
And you see another dress a wow area. And I'm kuru bama so misuma bani be mikuru ya mise misuma yani bino any hobby.
Are you here with me?
Oh aha.
Second kind of love.
Odo a tusumienu.
Red love.
Odo a ya koko.
Red love.
Wado koko.
Now red love is talking about sacrificial love. Red love borders on John chapter 15 verse 13. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. The laying down of the life. So as the blood pigmentation was coming out, he was showing his love for us. So in a marital relationship, you need red love to do well. It's a love that gives grace to the offender, to the sinner.
It
is the love that makes you sacrifice and suffer that your partner may do well. Jesus called it greater love because it was love which demanded a lot of sacrifice from the person who was offering it.
Now yes, you can say where your doctor.
Because you are in for very serious trouble if you marry him.
Hallelujah.
You people, I'm showing you a lot of red love.
Mercy.
Now he can cry. He can beg. He can tell you that if you leave me, I will kill myself. Don't allow those things to manipulate your emotions. Because if you marry a person who is beating you whilst you are not married to him, you have something terrible coming your way when you marry the person. You say, Pastor, I love him. The only thing I don't like about him is he's beating me. Take that, he's beating me serious, because one of these days he can beat you and kill you. It is dangerous love. It is red love. You must avoid it. Red also stands for impressionistic love. Some people like playing games everywhere and in everything that they do. The marriage has a problem, but they dress alike. When they are outside, they present a very nice front. Look, stop deceiving yourselves. get down, get dirty, and fix the marriage. Stop being impressionistic. Don't lay emphasis on cosmetic things. Go for concrete things. Let it be that what people see in public is exactly what it is in private. Make it your goal. Fight towards that. Break the gap between the private and the public life. What they see should be what they are looking out for. And let me say something once I'm on this subject. There is nothing wrong with being, disagreeing with your wife. What I mean is that there's nothing wrong with she wanting this, you wanting that. Look, take care of that baby. I don't want to hear that sound again. Let it be that. Where was I? Yeah, disagreement. Disagreement is a healthy thing. You can disagree and so have a nice marriage. That is the real relationship. Because how can it be that two people from different backgrounds, different genders, different experiences will think alike? One is fake. Now, that does not also mean that we should be disagreeing all the time. What it means is that generally we agree. And even when we agree to disagree without being disagreeable.
Well, see, sempo wonu wukuru ana wo yire wo hono se bibi wo hono ma dwen sai a enya bone esan se oba ni eyire ni oba eku ni ebema esun oba na busua esun ebema na busua ebia na eyire ni pekokonte na ebema ni pefufuo eno ntire se mu nidi aduane ankwan wo ho wo da bi betumi ade emutue ya di nkwan guhu eno ti eba senti ase enya dwuma enya bone.
So get a lot of white love. Get a lot of red love. The good type. When you take love generally, there's a breath of love.
Yeah, well, I don't from,
No, the breath dimension, like length times breath. So Paul wrote a letter to the church in Ephesus. And he said to them that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith.
And
you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And to know the love of Christ with past knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So there are people who love you as long as you stay at this height. But if you should go higher than where they are, they will not love you that much. They may say you are a woman, you must come down, I must go up. They cannot see that the woman call it is to be a helper. As long as she goes higher, you have a stronger helper by your side. And if you're a woman and you go higher than your husband, do not become a woman who does not have understanding. Hear with me. Don't let it get into your head.
And
bring that corporate position into the family setup.
When
you do that, you can easily destroy the good marriage God has blessed you with.
So while
I'm speaking to the men, I'm speaking to the women as well. As you go higher, stay the way you were when the man met you. Continue to submit to him. Continue to love him. Let him realize that, look, the dimension of your position has not affected your love. And you, the man, don't be a crab and pull her down. Sometimes the woman has not done anything to merit a fight from the husband. It appears that her mistake is to have been promoted at her workplace. There are some of you husbands, your wives may be more advanced in many things than you are. Don't let it trouble you. Because the glory of a man is his wife. Are you here with me? Think about Christ and think like Christ thinks. The third type of love I want to talk about. Pink love.
Pinky.
Songs of Solomon chapter 5 verse 10. Shall we read Songs of Solomon 5:10? Pink is usually a combination of red and white.
Na adia sana pink no.
When you mix red and white, you get something like pink.
So with the cocoa for fufua, ubenya bibi asane pink.
Songs of Solomon 5:10.
Enumunyum enum enidu
was describing his beloved.
Now we can bibi fan the dofo.
He said, my beloved is white.
Was say me dofo wa ye fufu
and ruddy or red.
And nako.
The chiefest among 10,000. This is what somebody was saying about his beloved. My beloved's love is white love. He also has a bit of the red love in him.
He's
the chiefest among
10,000.
What it means really is that when you see somebody who has a lot of white love and red love, it's a rare combination and many people don't have it. So you see, 1 in 10,000, even among the body of Christ, where we have the facility to walk in both, you go into a Christian home and the man is using natural feelings to run his marriage, and the woman is using natural feelings to relate to the husband, but there is 1 in 10,000. They have the white and they have the red, and they combine it, and you see that it's a rare combination. And the Bible says that they are the chiefest among 10,000. May that be the state of your marriage.
Na babu mayati asese wadobi wa huko fienu ma huu odoa ya koko enyo odoa ya fufu ya kambia funtum na mamefibu wa huko wose bema nene katidia su ena wajina dia doa wabano wabano su na mekatidia su ena wajina edia beni wasi ya manikuru na babu mayati asese wuna bebia odoa fufu anu kwa kwa na kafre mwa eyo odoa ya su kune ehu yena and it was say si ya dilipan pim 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 edusi wa ubeyi mo otuzo ojino mo bakupe no yobia ojidia waya nesutase ehuona.
Now when you look into the dictionary for the meaning of the word pink,
so we read dictionary muna wuko bisa adia sana pink ya,
you will have so many things including what I'm going to tell you.
Now ubeyi ensembebe ekanya mebeke yuhu.
In a language, if we say that the building or the church building is in a pink state of repair,
sir, a dance one hour, sir, a dance
What it means is that there is very little or no repair work to be done. It's in a perfect condition. If we say that your health is in a pink state, what it means is that you are at the highest level. Your blood pressure is good, cholesterol is good, blood sugar is good, your heart is working well. I mean, you are in a pink state of health. What it means is that you are in the highest possible condition your health could be in.
Receive that grace. And if you want to go to hospital, now Dr. Katra will say, "Wahu adino ejina pink eswa." What this normal system I will call her by a pink here. I trust a woe. We will sit here the year. Wakuma boy ye. Umojani el koye. Ubi biara el koye. Baby, I will dano at the year crow or pomo dinimu.
When they say that your finances is in the pink, it means that, Charlie, you are doing well.
I receive the pink anointing. And if you are saying a catcher will say, we seek a seminar at the pink here. Just our bank account to be home. Investment
it means you have money for emergencies. It means you have done the right investment for the future. It means you have budgeted very well and everything is running very securely. You are in the pink.
Would the pink him?
Are you here with me?
Yes.
Let's talk about green love.
Was it Odo Ahabamunu?
Green love.
Odo Ahabamunu.
Green love is love that borders on naivety.
Was it Odo Ahabamunu? Jina naivety so.
That means that the things you should know, you don't know it.
Adia was it winim.
Green. You know, when I was young, one day went to pluck mangoes.
Na men misani mbibi ya kwasi ya kwati mango.
Sometimes when you look for the ripe mangoes and you don't find them, you look for one that is near ripe.
Na so we hear mango abrin na mre ya we hear mango ajijim.
So one day we plucked down very greenish mango and we said that let's try it, maybe it's okay.
Na so we no manya mango abrin no ba ku bi ehwa ehu ahabamuno no so ya nti bi na abrishim.
I remember biting into a green mango.
Na me kai pa se mango ya.
And the acid water that came out of it, very offensive to the
mouth.
So when your love is green, you are very acidic.
Oh, acid the one mudosu.
Yes, very acidic, very difficult to live with.
You are
very caustic. You insult by heart. Because you are naive. You don't know that certain things should not be said to a husband. You don't know that certain things should not be said to a woman. When you say them, and you say, I am sorry, that I am sorry may not be able to erase it well. I am sorry is not always a good eraser. You may realize that the man or the woman will live with the effect of what you said or did for days, for hours, for days, for weeks. He has forgiven, but the effect is still there. In other words, and then you too, you go back to do something silly again, to go and bruise the wound that is healing. And so you are creating a lot of problems in your relationship with your green, naive, acidic, caustic love. You are causing a lot of trouble. There are some things they should not be said. Don't say me. When I feel it, I say it. Wisdom will keep you. Wisdom will hold you back. Love has self-control. I feel like insulting him, but white love controls you, and you hold your breath and you walk out. It's better to walk out than to stand there and say all that you want to say. Are you here with me?
Yes.
So be very careful. with green love.
Sɛ wodɔna yɛ ahabammono dɔ a ɛyɛ ɔdɔ a wonnim nea woyɛ asɛm a wɔka kyerɛ ɔbaa ne bɛrima a wobɛka bɛ wie na afei woanuhu sio asɛmmea na meka nso meboa wɔ sɛ woaka sɛ wopaakyɛ deɛ nanso mpaakyɛ na mpepa ɛbɔre no a saa asɛm no adi wɔ nnua no wɔ n'akoma mu no sɛ bi a meeka wɔ sɛbio sɛbio ɔbaa wokɔsi asantene bɛrima sɛbio kwaseɛ a waha no na woka kyerɛ nsɛ mpaakyɛ ma nka ne yie a ɛda ne mu ɔhu ne ho sɛ ɔnyɛ bɛrima biom ɛbɛka ne ho aa maakyɛ ɛno nti sɛ biribi si ne de atɛmdidiɛ bi ne ade biribi ade ɔha bɛba wɔwareɛ no ma ma nyina hɔ ne atampie wobɛba no na wakoma atɔ wo yam nsɛm bi wɔ hɔ a yɛnka
sometimes somebody will try to stir up your green love
ɛdu baabi a obi bɛtumi apusu saa wɔdɔmono no ahabammono dɔ no a wowɔ no mu
by telling you that I want to marry you
ɔbɛka akyerɛ sɛ wo wɔba mpɛ sɛ meware wo
tell the person my love is green it's not developed you wait
me dɔ no ɛnya mmereɛ nti twɛn
if you don't you may go into it
sɛ woanhwɛ yi a wobɛkɔ mu deɛ
and you may discover that love is not just a feeling
na wobɛhu sɛ wɔdɔ ɛnyɛ nkasedeɛ kɛkɛ
and so you are not able to handle the demands of the relationship
ɛno nti wobɛhu sɛ adeɛ a wɔ awareɛ mu no wobɛhu sɛ wonni ho ahoɔden a wode bɛkutam
this is why in songs of solomon
ɛno nti na wohwɛ nwumunwumu a
the daughter said something of note that I want to read to you
na wɔbaa ne ka biribi a mepɛ sɛ wohu
I charge you, O you daughters of Jerusalem.
Wɔsɛ meka kyerɛ mo Jerusalem ma.
By the rose and by the hinds of the fields.
Na ɛbɔ wɔ nhwiren a ɛwɔ asase no so no.
That you do not stir up my love or awake it till he please.
Wɔsɛ me nkanya me dɔ ɛkɔsi mpɛmpɛso a ayɛ n'agye sɛ ɛbɛda ne ho adi.
There is a time love must not be stirred up.
Ɛnu bi wɔ hɔ a ɛho sɛ wokanya wɔ dɔ.
There is a time that love must not be plucked down.
Ɛnu bi wɔ hɔ so a ɛho sɛ wote wɔ dɔ na woto ne kyene.
Because it's not developed.
Ɛsan sɛ ɛnyi ne yɛ.
On the other side, green love can also mean evergreen.
Na ahabammono ɛdɔ no so bɛtumi agye hɔ ma ahabammono.
Which is a good thing.
Ah, ɛyɛ ade papa.
Are you here with me?
Ɛwɔ ha.
The Bible says in the book of Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
Na ɛnu mu asɛm bi wɔ hɔ a ɔka ne sɛ.
That he who lives by the word of God day and night.
Ɔsɛ nea ɔde wɔ nyame asɛm atena anɔpa ne anwummerɛ
mu. In this case in his marriage.
Ɛwɔ n'awareɛ mu no.
Day and night.
Sɛ nyinaa.
Living by the word of God.
A ɔde wɔ nyame asɛm etu anamɔ.
In the marriage.
Ɛwɔ awareɛ mu no.
You shall be like a tree planted by the streams of living water.
Ɔsɛ wɔsi sɛ dua a yɛdua no ɛwɔ nsuo nkyɛn.
Whose leaves do not wither.
Ana ha ban ɛnsɛe.
In the Bible in basic English it says that its leaves are evergreen.
Na ɛkyerɛ sɛ ɛdua na yɛdua no wɔ nsuo ne nkyɛn no na ha ban dɛ nyinaa ɛyɛ mono.
So green love is also a sign of a healthy thing planted by a stream that is receiving nourishing all the time.
Na ɔdɔ a ɛyɛ ahabammono dɔ no so yɛ ɔdɔ pa a yɛtumi dua wɔ nsutene nkyɛn a dɛ nyinaa nsuo no ɛma saa dua no ahoɔden a ɛtumi di nyim.
This is why you should not say, oh, I have had marriage counseling.
Na ɛno nti na ɛsɛ sɛ wɔka sɛ makɔ meatete me wɔ awareɛ mu.
You must stay planted by the streams of living water.
Ɛwɔ sɛ wotena nsuo tene no ho ara.
Day and night apply the issues of your life, the issues of your marriage to the word of God.
Dɛ nyinaara ɛnneɛma a ɛsi wɔ awareɛ mu fa wɔ nyame asɛm fam ho.
Your leaves shall be green.
Ɛnneɛ na wahaban bɛkɔ so ara yɛ mono.
Through all the seasons of life.
Wɔ abrabɔ mu sɛdeɛ ɛbɛto afɛ nyinaa
mu. May that be your experience in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life. And give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the word of God. And continue. And your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Right, now I want to talk about family matters. It's a book I wrote for the entire family. In chapter 1, I talk about what is happening in your marriage. In this chapter, I discuss with readers 7 or 8 stages that marriages are bound to go through. The first stage that a marriage goes through is a stage of delight. This is a stage where everything is blissful and everything is working perfectly. Then you move to discovery, where you begin to find things about your partner that you like and things about your partner that you do not like and did not suspect was there. This can lead to the third stage, that is disappointment. And if you do not handle your disappointments well, then you will slip into depression. Depression can lead you into dissociation. Dissociation can lead to the dissolution of your marriage. But if you are able to get over all these hurdles, then your marriage will develop and become the marriage that God has planned for it to be. So this book will help you as we look at chapter 2 on the subject of why people marry and it takes a while for them to have their children. Why babies tarry. Now, I do not share this chapter on the basis of medical knowledge because I'm not a doctor, but I just had the opportunity of looking through the scriptures and I found several reasons why some people have their children late. In chapter 2 of Children of Purpose, in this chapter I talk about various types of children. I think there are about 7 or 8 types of children. You need to know them and you need to know how to relate with each of them. Then chapter 4, I focus on the youth, 5 insights for the youth. Chapter 5, I talk about 5 things or 5 mistakes that men make in their marriage. And one of the mistakes men make in their marriage is that they focus on the big things to the detriment of the small things. Solomon, a wise man who had 1,000 women at his disposal, said, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." So when you get a copy of this book, you will be able to go through the various 5 common mistakes that men make and then avoid them for a stable marriage. I conclude this book by looking at 5 mistakes women make. One of the key mistakes women make in their marriage is dishonoring the man in their life. Nagging, pushing, dominating. Number 3, allowing insecurity to color their lives so that everything a man does is perceived in a manner that is not harmonious. Take a look at some of these mistakes and your marriage will be enhanced greatly.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeteru Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055, +233-26767-6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.